Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
David Schlumpf,
who's playing Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf.
Which we all love. Smiling is your favorite.
Absolutely. Smiling is my favorite.
At Olney Theater now through January 6th. Thanks so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Is it true that smiling is your favorite?
Smiling is one of my favorite things. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. What is it about the smiling? Is it the way the lips go up? Or is it the teeth?
You know,
it's
actually, it's fewer muscles to smile than it is to frown. Did you know that?
Oh, actually, yeah. I did. Yeah. I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. I learned that in grad school, I think. You know, that's what you go to theater score for.
You get a PhD in smiling.
That's right. Absolutely.
Awesome. So it makes sense why they cast you then.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I enjoy the holiday season and I really connected with the character more so than I even expected, actually. It's just... He really appreciates the fun parts of the season, which isn't necessarily just the presents and stuff. It's hanging out with each other.
Right. It's almost that innocent naivety, almost like childlike wonder.
Yeah,
that
absolutely. He is like the most endearing man-child you've ever met.
Absolutely. I thought the same thing when you walked in here.
Yeah, you know, that's... Yeah.
That's an endearing man-child.
It's typecasting all the way.
I love it. All right. When did you first see the Will Ferrell movie? Because we all love it. We got Jon Favreau and
right,
you know, directing.
Exactly.
Zooey Deschanel.
Right.
Who else was in? Oh, Sonny Corleone.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So we started rehearsals just at a month and a half ago. I didn't see the movie until about a week before we started previews.
Really? You'd never seen it
never
before?
I had never seen it before.
How is that possible?
Crazy. I know, right? That's what everybody asked me. I kind of wanted to wait because I didn't want to do too much exactly what Will Ferrell did because I'm totally not Will Ferrell. But I wanted to make sure that the things that people love so much about making it an iconic Christmas movie, that I made sure I was hitting those sort of on a little bit better than I was before that.
Well, in a second, I want to get into all the many things that make it
absolutely
different, obviously, with the music and everything.
Yeah.
But first, for those little things that you mentioned that fans of the movies will hope that are and expect to be in there, what are some of those carryovers?
Goodbye, Mr. Narwhal. Bye, buddy. I hope you find your dad. That's totally there.
Is the Santa?
Santa's absolutely there. Santa, I know him.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Spraying. He goes to Macy's and tasting the perfume that he thinks is fruit spray. That's absolutely there. There's just so many like little moments. The syrup and the spaghetti in the morning. Yeah. There's a lot of little moments that are peppered in. The adaptation does a really good job of keeping with the best parts of the movie and also making it appropriate for stage.
Absolutely. Again, we'll get into the stage stuff in a second, but I think we should, just in case there's other people that were like you and have not seen it, somehow they've been living under a candy cane rock.
Absolutely.
Break down the general, give us just a little premise here.
Yeah, totally.
Remind people what the story is.
But. Yeah, totally. So Buddy the Elf thinks he's an elf, but he's not really an elf. He was raised at the North Pole because he, as a baby, found his way into Santa's toy stack and... Santa found him at the North Pole, so they raised him to be an elf. And then one day when he's about 30, he finds out that he's not really an elf, and Santa sends him on a trip to New York to meet his real dad, who happens to be on the naughty list.
Yeah.
So we spend the time sort of getting to know his dad and Buddy's half-brother and his stepmommy, and they sort of teach each other about the Christmas season and about the joy of family. Buddy finally gets to have a family of his own, and he sort of grows up a little bit over the course of it. And his family, they get a little injection of warmth and holiday cheer into their lives. So they learn from each other.
It's such a cool premise, and it's when I think of the phrase, like, you know, the fish out of water tale,
that's
exactly what it is.
Absolutely.
You have this naive, you know, North Pole guy, and he just dropped right into the center of New York City.
Narwhal and then, out of water.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
I love it. So what other differences might there be? I think in the movie, Bob Newhart is Papa Elf, but
Papa
it's a little
Elf.
Different here, right?
Exactly. So we sort of shifted it a little bit where Santa takes Papa Elf's role. So he's sort of telling the story within the story. He starts the show by opening the book of Buddy the Elf, which turns out to be the book that saves the day. And he's the guy who's sort of the father figure for Buddy, as Bob Newhart does in the movie. And then we sort of go on our journey through that after he inspires that.
Talk about just the writing of it. Exactly, you know, the dialogue and why that is, it's so funny.
Yeah, no, it's so I just did South Pacific with Olney Theater before and playing Billis, and I had so many little mini monologues. Not the case with this one at all. It is so like Jon Favreau. It's so fast. It is very film oriented, so like the conversations are super quick, super short sentences. They've pulled a lot of the scenes directly from the movie. So then sort of adapting into the musical moment, sort of creating a reason why all of a sudden reality explodes into having the need to sing, right? Yeah, it's a pretty cool script. They did, like I said, they did a really nice job of adapting it and bringing in the magic of the season, which translates really well into singing and dancing.
Well, that's the perfect segue. Let's go into the singing and dancing.
Yeah.
So obviously fans of the movie know the story, but this will be the first time a lot of us probably seeing these musical numbers. So some people might be familiar, but I feel like a lot of people, when they show up, they're not going to know the song. So what are some of the highlights? Which one should we look for?
It's all completely original music. You watch Buddy sort of go through and inject cheer and joy into people's lives, particularly in New York. So there's a couple of big numbers where we open the show in Christmastown, and there's a big number of you see all the elves and lots of different kinds of elves, and we have lots of puppets to sort of like see that city. Mm-hmm. But we have a big production number once he gets to New York called Sparkle Jolly Twinkle Jingle, which is where Buddy talks about the best way to get into the Christmas season, besides, of course, singing. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear, of course,
yes.
Right? And also, the best way to decorate is thinking about making everything sparkle, jolly, twinkle, jingly. And so lots of garland, boas, lots of rope tinsel that turns into jump rope, throwing presents and dancing with that. So it sort of becomes this magical experience where the everyday becomes this huge dance number. Same thing sort of in Act Two, where we have the big sort of culminating moment with Buddy the Elf, the song Buddy the Elf, where Buddy gets to tell his own story and kind of save the day in the moments before his dad's about to lose his job. So he sort of turns his own story into the success story, the successful children's holiday story that saves his dad's job, like I said.
Love it. You mentioned some of the puppets and you know, the tinsel and all that. What else do we see visually? What do we got costume wise? The patented green little elf outfit?
Actually, this has been a really cool design, because the designers pulled away from the super traditional green and red. It's kind of this. Christmastown is definitely inspired from the like 1950s Christmas card. So these cardboard cutout sort of things with the wreaths and cutout trees and things like that.
Snowflakes.
Exactly. The whole thing looks like the whole set looks like a snow globe. It's absolutely stunning. Snowflakes everywhere. And then
it doesn't shake though, right?
It does not. It does not shake.
I don't know if how snow globe we're going.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, we're not quite going that method. No shaking in the theater, but despite that, we have really, really magical snow, and not just on stage even. I'm not going to give away too much, but I will say that I've never seen it snow in a theater like it does with this, and literally every single night, the audience gasps, and the kids start to cheer. It is the most magical experience I've ever had on stage.
What is the fake snow made of?
I would love to tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
That's kind of, it's like the magic of it, right?
It's the magic of it.
Reporter, 34, entertainment journalist, slain by elf. When asked for a comment, smiling's my favorite.
Smiling's my favorite. Candy cane through the heart.
Now that's creepy.
All right. But yeah, and then we're able to bring in some big flats to suggest New York City and Macy's. So yeah, and the costumes too, more inspired by Christmastown is sort of like, it's a small world after all. And there's elves from everywhere all over the globe. So they're all dressed in kind of the holiday dress of where they're from. So it's super cool. It's really visually stunning, honestly.
Co-stars. Who we got? Dish on your cast.
So this is actually only my second show in D.C. I moved here a little under a year ago from Chicago after working there for about 8 years, and it is literally like all of the all-stars of the DC area. Kevin McAllister playing Santa.
Not that Kevin McAllister.
That's correct.
Not Home Alone.
Not quite. Okay. Not exactly.
Even better,
in fact. Patricia Hurley, who played Mary Poppins, mm-hmm. Plays Jovi. Mm-hmm. We have Bobby Smith, who is a regular over at Signature Theater, an amazing tap dancer and actor. He plays my dad, Walter Hobbs. Janine Sunday plays my mom. We have two kids, Eli and Tyler, who play alternate playing my little brother. It's a pretty phenomenal cast, and the dance, like so many.
Who'd you say it was Santa?
Kevin McAllister.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the kids are great, and huge company of dancers and singers that who just I work pretty hard in this show. They work even harder than I do. It's everyone is on stage for a minute and a half. They do a huge crazy dance number. They're off stage and they have 15 seconds to change costumes to become people walking down New York Avenue. So and then back into the office, and then back into elf costume, and then back into being New Yorkers. It's crazy. It's crazy backstage. People should absolutely videotape what we're doing backstage.
That could be a show in itself.
It's totally a show in itself.
Well, speaking of which, talk about what makes working at Olney Theater Center so special.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I mean, the thing that I've taken away the most from that is that it's Olney Theater Center. The fact that there are three stages, it really makes it an incredibly special place. We get the luxury of performing on their biggest space, but there's a one-man Christmas Carol that's going on in their studio space, and then they have the historic space where a lot of local theaters and high schools are using right now. So there was an Indian dance company that was there last week. And then before that, there was a high school who was using it for Beauty and the Beast. It's really, really awesome to have just moved here and to get to know a company that is so integrated with its community. There's no way that we can do what we do unless the company has a good sense of who their audience is and how and why they're servicing that audience. And we get to know the people who live in the area and, you know, spread some cheer. It's a really special place to work. It really, really is.
You mentioned high schoolers doing productions out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Segue into your growing up days. I want to know more about you yourself.
Oh my gosh.
How did you get into theater?
Yeah, totally.
Where are you from?
Well, actually, I'm from all over the Southeast, Atlanta, Charlotte, and then Lexington, Kentucky, where I graduated high school. I started theater in middle school. My best friend was doing a speech and drama tournament, and her scene partner dropped out last minute.
A tournament.
Yes.
How does
it's very
that work?
Exciting. There are trophies and everything.
Really?
I still have them. My mom has them up in the attic. She can't bear to get rid of them. I don't have them in my house. I don't have the quote-unquote room for them.
Yeah.
But yes, in middle school, we went to a speech and drama tournament, and I subbed in for her friend, or for her partner, and we won.
Doing what? What was the...
It was a scene where... A roller coaster gets stuck. It was like a 3-minute scene, and a roller coaster gets stuck, and these two kids like fall in love, and then all of a sudden the roller coaster starts going again. Oh. So super cute.
Lots of ups and downs.
So literally up and down. Yeah.
Roller coaster of love.
Yeah. And then we won, and it was like, oh, I guess maybe this is fun, and maybe this is something I can do.
Awesome.
So then I kept doing it through high school and went to University of Florida for my undergrad and tried to double major in musical theater, my path, and mechanical engineering, like my parents,
right.
And got straight A's in all my theater classes and a lot of C's and D's in mechanical engineering. So yeah, I became a musical theater actor.
And how'd you make your way here?
Boy, that's another long story. So I was on tour for a year with Grease the Musical. Then I lived in New York for 2 years after that. Then worked in Orlando, and then Denver, and then Chicago for 8 years, and then here. So I got my master's in Chicago in acting.
Nice. What school?
Roosevelt University.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so living in the loop and being able to perform in some of the best houses in Chicago while I was getting my master's was absolutely fantastic.
Wait, where was Christmastown in all of this?
Right. Oh, yeah. So, it's true.
No, I skipped when you became the elf.
Right. I skipped Christmastown. So somewhere in between.
Yeah. No, that was the other elf.
Somewhere between. I mean, Chicago really is Christmastown.
Okay.
Just not in. Like the winter, because it's just miserably
cold.
It's a
little windier, yeah.
Yeah. Like the fall is like Christmastown. It's beautiful and snowy and delightful
okay.
for like 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure you didn't skip over when you became the elf.
Yeah, yeah. The elf lives on in my soul. Okay. Always. Always.
It lives on in all of our souls. But
that's right.
Just sort of in closing, our listeners heard this either if they've seen the movie or not, or and this is a whole brand new experience. But
yeah.
Talk about why they should come out around the holidays. How this is, it's obvious, but I want a good soundbite on that.
Yeah.
Why is this the perfect show to come see this time of year?
Absolutely. I mean, it's an awesome show for people who have gotten to know the movie and love the humor and the joy of that movie. It's an even better show for people who just need a little escape from maybe what's going on in the world, maybe the cold weather outside, to just come in and be reminded a little bit about how easy it can be to just embrace the joy and cheer of the season and how you can take a little bit of that with you every day after that.
And then our listeners who have heard this, they will see you on stage and say, I know him.
I know him.
I heard it on WTOP. I know him.
I know him. David Schlumpf. I know him.
I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.